USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The United Nations is expected to take some form of action when they meet this week over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield on NBC's Meet the Press discussed the tools they can use against the Kremlin.
We can isolate them. We can isolate them in the United Nations. We can isolate them in U.N. specialized agencies. They are feeling that isolation.
She says a vote on a resolution in the U.N. General Assembly could happen as soon as Wednesday. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations, and the European Union has taken more action against Moscow, including financing weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. More than half of those polled by NPR, PBS, and Marist panned the job that President Biden had done in his first year. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Another mask mandate for schools is being lifted. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, citing recent CDC guidance, says her state will lift the mandate this coming Wednesday. She says while some counties still have a higher positivity rate for COVID-19, she will allow those jurisdictions to do what's best for them. Hochul added parents can also send their kids to school masked if they choose to. In the Big Apple, Mayor Eric Adams says the final decision on masks in city public schools will be made on Friday. Some bars and liquor stores across the country are pulling Russian vodka off their shelves and promoting Ukraine brands. Some state governments are getting involved as well.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine directing state commerce officials to cease the purchase and sale of all vodka made by the Russian company Russian Standard Vodka. Liquor vendors also being told to immediately pull the vodka from their shelves. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Jurors in the trial of former Louisville Police Detective Brian Hankinson were taken to the apartment where Breonna Taylor was shot and killed nearly 2 years ago.
Hankinson is on trial for 3 counts of wanton endangerment. He fired 10 shots into Taylor's apartment. 3 of those shots entered a neighbor's apartment where a woman was sleeping with her 5-year-old child. Police say no bullets from his gun actually hit Breonna Taylor.
USA's Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest. Hankinson was one of 3 police officers serving a no-knock warrant on Taylor's apartment. Nearly half of the 500 million free COVID-19 tests made available to the public by the Biden administration still have not been claimed. More than 45 million orders were received in January on the first day the tests were given away. Officials say that number has now dropped to 100,000 a day. A South Carolina man was sentenced to more than a decade in prison after the jury only took 8 minutes to convict. 30-year-old Kendrick Blackwell faced several drug charges when he was arrested at his home last month. On Thursday, he was convicted of trafficking methamphetamines. This is not the first drug conviction on his record. According to the state newspaper, he pleaded guilty to 2 drug charges in 2018. We have news for you on demand anytime, anywhere. Go to our website, usaradio.com, and be sure to look up USA Radio on Facebook. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.